I had one of my brothers, in fact, he's the only brother that's living. He lives down the road there. He walked in his sleep.
Oh.
And I'm telling you something, Mr. Human, probably won't believe. Many a time, my mother, went with my mother into my brother's bed and talked to him while he sleep, or the conversation.
Yeah.
And this particular night, we were living in the two-story house I was in. But you come out of the back bedroom, there was a railing. It was up on the top of the second floor. The steps went down in this railing. And my mother used to fold them up and hang blankets over the railing. He come out one night in his sleep walking and fell over the railing down and the steps. And if I remember right, he very little got hurt.
Oh.
Lucky.
You're talking about that two-story house. Did y'all have a porch on the second floor too? Or just
yeah.
Was it just in the front or did it go all the way around?
No, just in the front.
We're talking about when you were coming up and everything, did y'all use a... Well, that second story porch, y'all just call that porch too, or did you have a different name for it?
No, as I told you, Sally, the best of my knowledge, we just called piazza more than we did a porch. Out on the piazza.
Both.
Well, it meant the same thing.
Both first and second story?
Yeah. Now, upstairs, piazza, upstairs porch. We at times we used both. But if I remember rightly, mostly it was piazza.
We are. Talking.
That's all I used in Key West, because I had an uncle that had you asked him about a barn, yeah. He had owned one or more buggies with horses, and he had a barn where he kept his buggies and his horses.
What did he use to pull? Did he use horses to
pull? Buggy and carriage. They used horses when I was a young man for the fire engine. And I guess I was too young, I remember. They had horses pulling the streetcars. Then they got electric, and then finally, after many years, they got buses.
We're talking about. That wagon and buggy and things like that. You know, on a buggy, those two poles that you back the horse in between, what do they call those two poles?
A shaft.
What about on a wagon if you had two horses that pole that run down the middle?
That was one, if I remember rightly, that was called a shaft, but I wouldn't say positive.
And let's see, what about, you know, the bar of wood that the traces would be fastened?
It has a name, but I couldn't tell you.
Did you ever hear them call it a single tree or anything like
that?
Did you ever see a wagon that maybe had two single trees?
No. If I've seen one, I don't remember.
You know, the thing that would run from wheel to wheel there in the...
Axle.
What did they call a steel outside?
You know, the under wheel?
Yes, sir.
The rim.
And what would you call that thing that you drive the horses with?
Reins. Yeah. The lead from the horse's bits up to where you were sitting. Reins. R-E-I-N-S, I think it is.